Hey Russ, it's Jeff at Travelers. Didn't mean to miss you earlier. Got stuck on the phone. Got your email. There's no problem with the building coverage being at a million because that's still under 150% of the cost guide. And even if it went over 150% of the cost guide, you can change the cost guide to like a superior or a premium build out, and then that allows you to have a greater amount. Anyway, I moved it to a million. Sign coverage, like exterior signs, put that into the building coverage amount, okay? But I put your BPP at 400,000. I moved your revenue to 2 million. It was at 2.5. I moved it down to 2 million. Then I'll go into your workers' comp and I'll make that 400,000 payroll, 20 part-time for full-time. And then I'll recalculate that. Now, what I was calling you about earlier today, you have, when we quoted these other locations, we put them in our 1.0 company, meaning no debits, no credit, or no debits and no credits. And we may have used schedule credit, but that was just a flat 1.0 company. Nowadays, we're kind of moving these to our 25% off company, not putting schedule credit. So what I wanted to kind of fill out from you is, do you want me to do that? Because the premium would be considerably lower than the other two that we issued, or does that create a problem where you want to try to match the premium on the other two so that you don't get a lot of questions from the customer? Basically, can I sweeten the premium for you? Does that cause you a problem? Okay. Holler back at me, 214-570-6224. Catch you later.